You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday, and commentator Gary Joyner is here. Today, he has a profile of a tween, a 10-year-old, who became a drummer boy during the Civil War and never looked back.
Not all people who served in the Civil War were men. In fact, some were just boys. Few of us would consider our 10-year-old sons or grandsons to be military material. But it was not unusual for youngsters to join in the fray, many of them as drummer boys. Those of us who were around during the centennial of the Civil War in the 1960s may recall a Disney film, Johnny Shiloh. This was a loose adaptation about one of the most remarkable figures in American history, John Lincoln Clem. He was only 10 years old when the war broke out. Clem was a native of Ohio who ran away from home in hopes of becoming a drummer boy. He was refused the position due to his small stature and his age. He tried again. And when a Michigan unit refused him, he followed them until they made him a mascot. The regiment's officers gave him part of their salary to pay his $13 monthly wage and then helped him to enlist when he was 13. A popular song at the time was written about him, stating that he was the youngest drummer boy in the Army and that he had rallied troops at the Battle of Shiloh. The song was not historically accurate, but it propelled him to fame. He would forever be known as Johnny Shiloh, the drummer boy of Shiloh. Clem served with the artillery at the Battle of Chickamauga, where he used a musket trimmed down for his size. He was almost captured and wounded a Confederate colonel who tried to seize him. Clem was promoted to sergeant for this escapade, making him the youngest non-commissioned officer in the United States Army. In the fall of 1863, Clem was with the Army of the Cumberland in Georgia and was captured by Confederates while he was guarding a train. They took away his uniform, and he stated many times thereafter that he was most upset because they stole his cap, which had 3 bullet holes in it. He was quickly exchanged. The Southern newspaper made a huge show over his capture, famously reporting, "What sore straits these Yankees are driven when they have to send their babies out to fight us." He was discharged in 1864 after being wounded twice and served as an orderly and a courier. After the war, Clem attended high school and graduated in 1870. He tried to enter West Point but was refused. President U.S. Grant appointed him a second lieutenant in the 24th U.S. Infantry Regiment. He graduated from artillery school in 1875. He rose to the rank of colonel, serving in the Quartermaster Corps. He served most of his post-war career in Texas, where he was the chief quartermaster at Fort Sam Houston from 1906 to 1911. He retired in 1916 as a colonel. And, by special act of Congress, he was promoted to the rank of major general upon his retirement. Clem married while stationed in San Antonio, and following his retirement, he moved back there with his family, living until his death in 1937. He is buried in Arlington National Cemetery and was buried with full military honors. His large monument reads, "John Lincoln Clem, the drummer boy of Chickamauga, Major General, United States Army, 1851-1937. John Clem is proof that patriotism sometimes comes in small packages and that devotion to duty and country can touch even the youngest affected by war. He is the epitome of why history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He's penned several hundred commentaries about historical people and events in our own backyard and farther afield. You can find his archived work on our website at redriverradio.org. Click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page. Morning Edition continues in a moment.